Shadows by John Saul. Chapter 1. The first day of school was even worse than he thought it would be. Part of it was the weather. It was one of those perfect days when any normal 10-year-old boy would rather be outside, poking around in the desert that surrounded Eden, searching for horny toads and bluebellies, or just watching the vultures circling in the sky, then maybe going to hunt for whatever had died. But Josh McCallum wasn't a normal 10-year-old, and it didn't seem as though anyone was ever going to let him forget it. Not his mother, who was always bragging about him to her friends, even though she could see him squirming in embarrassment every time she went on about how he'd been skipped. Skipped. Like it was some kind of terrific thing, something he should be proud of. Except it wasn't. It wasn't at all. All it meant was that you were some kind of freak, and when you came into the room on the first day, the room where you didn't know anybody because all the kids you'd gone to school with last year were in another room in another building, they all stared at you and started whispering and rolling their eyes. It had started even before he'd got to school that morning, when he tried to talk to one of the guys who was going to be in his new class. "What's Mrs. Schultz like?" was all he'd said that morning as he'd run into Ethan Roeder on his way out of the ugly little row of apartments they both lived in. Ethan had barely glanced at him. "What do you care? All the teachers love you, don't they?" While Josh's face burned with a rebuff, Ethan yelled to a couple of his friends, then took off without even a backward glance. Josh had struggled to hold back his tears. For one brief moment, he'd felt a burning urge to pick up a rock and throw it at Ethan. But in the end, he'd just thrust his hands in his pockets and started trudging by himself through the dusty streets toward the cluster of sun-baked brown buildings that was Eden Consolidated School. Eden. Even the name of the town was a crock. He'd figured out a long time ago that the name of the town was just a publicity stunt, thought up by some developer to fool people into thinking there was something here besides cactus and dirt. It was like Greenland, which he'd read was just a big sheet of ice, named Greenland by some long-gone huckster in the hope that people would move there. Well, they sure hadn't moved to Eden. Even if it was in California. The town looked as lonesome as Josh felt, and as he'd approached the school that morning, he'd thought about just walking on by and straight out to the freeway 5 miles across the desert where he might be able to hitch a ride to somewhere else. Los Angeles, maybe, where his father was living. Or at least, had been living the last time Josh had heard from him.